Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to be washed except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew one who was to betray him. And for this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put his robe on, and returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of another. For I have set an example that you should do also as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed to do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new command, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Pray with me for a moment. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. Recently, I was driving in my car, and a song by Yusuf, also known as Cat Stevens, came on. It was a song that was released 2 years ago, and it's called "See What Love Did to Me." As I was driving and listening to the words, I thought about what love had done to me in my own life. What moments could I point to and say, see what love did to me? There were some obvious ones, like my wedding day or the birth of my children. Those days are so covered in love, it's hard to see anything else. But then there are those ordinary moments. Shared meals, a text message, a bonfire with friends, or reading books each night with the boys. And then there are surprise moments of love that catch me off guard and warm my heart. Like the care packages my best friend sends me when she knows I'm having a hard time. Each item is thoughtful, personal, and meaningful. Or even the surprise moments shared by a stranger, a little smile and a hope for a good day. So many moments to point out and say, see, this is what love did to me. But the more I listen to the song, the more I realize that love is bigger than just those happy love moments. Truly, every wonderful and terrible thing that has ever happened to me, at its root, has been because of love. The sting of death would not hurt so much if it were not for the love that accompanied the departed. The fear of loss or change would not captivate if it were not for the loss of love in our, the loss of the loves of our life, whether our people, our communities, our homes, our jobs, hobbies, or traditions. These things are marinated in love, and they are the setting or the instruments of love that is, and the idea of losing them is terrifying. In relationships, there's rejection, denial, or betrayal of love that can hurt in the worst ways. Or there is the absence of love of God's people, the love over power rather than another, love of materials or wealth rather than the common good of God's world. Like I said, every wonderful and terrible thing that has happened at its root is because of love. And here, in today's gospel, Jesus is commanding us to love. The story begins by setting the scene that Jesus knows his hour is about to come, and a reminder of how much Jesus loves those who are in the world and love them to the end. We also learn that Judas is about to betray him. There they are all sitting together at the meal, and Jesus gets up from the table and prepares to wash the disciples' feet. There's a back and forth between Simon Peter and Jesus about the idea of a great teacher washing their feet like a slave. But Jesus does it anyway. After washing their feet, Jesus explains that he, their teacher and Lord, has washed their feet, so they ought to wash one another's feet. Servants, as they are to Jesus, are not greater than their masters. So if Jesus, their master, will take on the role of a slave, they ought to do the same. And if they know these things and do these things, they will be blessed. To conclude his final teaching moment with the disciples, Jesus gives a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. I wonder if, as the disciples heard this, or as they were sitting there having Jesus wash their feet, if they thought to themselves, see, that's what love did to me. I doubt it. Not only because they were probably too far confused by all the things Jesus was saying, taking on the role of a slave, that his time was coming to an end, where he was going, they could not come, and then telling them to love one another. I imagine they were mostly sitting there dumbfounded as to what all was happening. But usually, in the deepest moments of love, whether the ones that leave us on high note for days, or the ones which happen as our whole world is about to come crashing in on itself, we don't have the foresight or perspective to see and say at the time, see what love did to me? But those moments of love are the ones that transform us. And I believe that is what Jesus is calling us here to. To transform the world that holds all the people that Jesus loves so much. To be transformed by love in every kind of way it can. Jesus not only gave us a new command to love, but also gave it as an example of what it looks like. It looks like taking on an uncomfortable or unfamiliar role, or a role beneath yourself, such as that for the sake of loving another. Tonight, we will share in an act of love for one another by washing each other's hands. Now, this can be a bit awkward. Most of us don't usually wash other people's hands in our daily lives. But it is a time to receive love and give love. Whether the hands you wash are hands that you've held for over 60 years or hands that you've just met. Maybe it's hands that you've shared the peace with every week at church, or hands that you've shared a meal with in each other's homes. The hands you may wash may serve food at the food pantry or dinner at our house. They may be used to make quilts for the people at the van, or to work on projects in the craft corner, or set up the altar each week for worship. Maybe they just handed a snack or a dollar to a person on the corner. Or maybe they have spent the day patting the back of a grandchild as they go to sleep. As you wash a person's hands, I invite you to think of the many ways that God has shown God's love to others and give thanks for this brother or sister in Christ. As your hands are being washed, I invite you to simply receive this gift from your brother or sister in Christ. And after the washing, everyone will be anointed with oil and prayed over to bless these hands that they may love and be loved. We are commanded to create and share moments and acts of love for one another. We are invited to risk loving, no matter how wonderful or terrible it may seem. To continue to make God's love known, felt, embraced until the world is transformed. In the song, See What Love Did to Me, Yusuf describes the many ways love transforms. What it does to us and what it feels like. He sings of being a strong man, strong as a tree, but come back and see what love did to me. Because love humbles and it reroots. He sings of being a child lost in the dark, but come see what love did to me, because love does not leave us where it finds us. The last lines are, I was a blindfolded bumblebee, and now I see what God did for me. He made me see life flowery. I hear these words and wonder, how does Jesus loving act of foot washing remove our blindfolds to see the fullness of God's love? A fullness that is more abundant than just meeting our needs like a bumblebee in a flower, but the depths of how far God will go for his love to transform us and the world he so loves. No matter what day of Holy Week your life relates to right now, the hosannas of Palm Sunday, the serving love of tonight, the suffering and deep pain of Good Friday, the impending stillness of Holy Saturday, or the joyful hope of Easter morning. May you know and be embraced by the transformative love of Jesus, and may you share that love with one another. Amen.